Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 405 of the Big Boo Cast. I have a little bit of the plague, that's why I sound like I do. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to recap our recent trip to Dallas, plus just talk about a bunch of real life stuff. This is a last minute episode because we were in Dallas, so giddy up everybody. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. We have an episode that'll be out later this week. That's our fall preview, some of the things that we're looking forward to this fall, including dips and snacks. And as always, we would love for you to stop by our Amazon store to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. One more reminder, we are live streaming the Friday night live show in Dallas. Our special guest is Ree Drummond, and we would love for you to join us via live stream. If you cannot be there in person, you will find a link to those tickets in our show notes. Alrighty, everybody. Hope you enjoy episode 405. Well, hello, everyone. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hello, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Melanie, why don't you tell everybody where you are right now?
Oh, I'm back on my back porch. Apparently, this is now my home office, which really wouldn't be bad if it weren't August. Wouldn't be bad. But once again, nobody seems to understand. Uh-huh. Oh, there's a car. There's a car driving by.
Nothing's going to make me happier, by the by. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nothing. Nobody seems to really understand that this is my actual job and maybe I need a place. And the playroom internet is not working. Let's call it what it is. It's not working. It told me that I was not stable, which I wanted to say, yeah, tell me about it.
Well, you know, I got a message on Riverside that we used to record that said that Melanie is experiencing connectivity issues. Yeah. And nothing's ever seemed more right. I mean, yeah. It's at this point, it's our hallmark. I have a sound app going in the background to try to calm Hazel. Because okay. We have people here who, we had people clean our windows a couple of weeks ago, but there were some streaks where the cleaning solution got down in between the storm windows and the real windows. Uh-huh. And so they're coming back, but they have to get at that from the inside of the house.
Oh, good.
And so she's back here with me. But like, there's something about if I will sit down on the couch in my office, mm-hmm. that signals to her, I'm not going anywhere.
And okay.
It does calm her down. And so I've got yeah. the sound app going. And, you know, we're the epitome of professionalism, as always. Yeah.
Well, and it is what it is, because we're coming in hot because we're recording this on Wednesday, the day of. So it's a quick turnaround. So we don't really have a lot of options in terms of like a different time to do this or a way to do it better. And I just appreciate that right now people have decided it's the time to have a parade down my side street, because you've never seen such a stream of cars.
I can't hear them.
Okay, well, good. Okay.
I can't hear them. As well, opposed to the last time when we get us a good rev, you know, going uh-huh. past, I can't hear it this time. Now, we just had a really quick trip to Dallas. You were so yeah. kind to meet me there, because Compass Church in Colleyville did a great women's fall kickoff, and they were kind enough to highlight my new book that comes out in a couple of weeks. Yeah. And you were kind enough to meet me there so that I did not have to talk about just the book. We were able to do some of the stuff we like to do when we're together. But it was fun.
It was fun. It was, first of all, I thought they did a great event. I feel like I love seeing the way different churches do different events. And I thought this one, they killed it. Like, I thought everything was so great. Like, just they had like a little, they had like two different food stations set up, and one was like Sophie's Southern Kitchen, and they had some fried chicken and some banana pudding, and then they had Melanie's Mexican Cantina, and they had some tacos and chips and salsa, and then they had balloons, and the way they had blown up your book cover, I thought looked so great. I had people message me on Instagram, and they asked if I had planned to match my dress to your book cover. And I hadn't even thought about
you
it.
You did a beautiful job, though. Well, you really did.
It's mm-hmm. the extra service I like to throw in for my friends.
Yes, I appreciated it. I loved your dress. It was so uh-huh. cute.
Thank you.
And it was a quick trip, but it was a good time. Mm-hmm. I did seem to contract some sort of sinus ailment while I was there.
Yeah.
at some point, probably at an airplane or at the airport.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just ordered some things that I heard about on TikTok.
Oh.
That are supposed to clear your nasal passages. I'll update you on that next week. But
okay.
Anyway, just a lot of congestion this morning in the back of my head. So
I'm real sorry. But you know, they say the COVID is running rampant right now. Not that I'm saying that's what you have, but
sure.
I'm just
I think we do. I think there are a lot of sicknesses that are running around right now. You know, anytime the kids get back in the schoolhouse. Mm-hmm. It just all ramps up. So anyway, but I had a great trip back yesterday. I will say this, and I told you this before. Melanie and I went. We checked out of the hotel. We went to Torchy's yesterday morning.
We did.
At like 10:15.
Uh-huh.
And which is that? That's if I'm gonna have a meal at that time of day, I think I prefer Mexican. I think that's what I want.
Yeah, but, I agree.
You know, and so we had some delicious chips and salsa and queso and breakfast tacos, but. After we left and I got to the airport, I texted Melanie and I was like, I don't know. I knew that I was going to be way at the end of the terminal based on my gate number. Uh-huh. I was not prepared. I thought the last time I was in Dallas, I was at the end of the terminal. But let me tell you something. If I hadn't seen the signs that continued to direct me to gates 21 through 31 in E-terminal, I would have thought that I had fallen for some sort of... ruse. I mean, it was like a science fiction novel down there. No offense to the DFW, but they had converted some space that it had not previously been used for those gates. So.
No, I knew when you told me you were leaving from Terminal E, I was like, that's not a terminal I've ever heard of. I felt certain that it was going to be one of those.
It's old, but new, maybe, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah, but not a shuttle that necessarily takes you there, you know, like just you're kind of on your own. And then you get there. And let me guess, it was a flight to Birmingham and probably a flight to Houston, maybe a flight to College Station. I feel like it's the dregs of travel, you know, where they're just like, we're going to put these people. This isn't any kind of glamour travel. So we're not even going to dress it up with a real terminal. We're just going to put you in E.
Yeah, there was actually when I got down to my gate, there was a flight to Houston that was leaving. And then the Birmingham flight was really it until I left for the next couple of hours. Uh-huh. So for the longest time, there was nobody else down there. And there was a Whataburger. There was a Dickie's Barbecue. Is that what it's called?
Okay.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
and,
right.
And like a newsstand. And the Dickie's and the Whataburger seemed to be pretty busy. But just from the amount of times I heard people calling out numbers.
Okay.
But it was desolate. It was, I mean, it was like down an escalator, down two moving sidewalks, up some escalator. I mean, like it was a ways and you're exactly right. There was no shuttle. Uh-huh. And so, I mean, I didn't mind getting to walk across the airport, but anyway, but I made it home and that's what matters.
I don't know if you're like me, but the back to school time can be so crazy. I love getting back into a regular routine, but you're running around, you're packing lunches, you're making sure everybody has everything they need. I remember those days so well. And even now, my mornings can sometimes just get off to a crazy start. And in this new season, I've liked to find new ways to enjoy my quiet time in the morning. So one of the things I love to do is I get my coffee and then I put in my earbuds and I turn on Dwell. If you haven't heard of Dwell, it's the audio Bible app that puts listening first. So whether you're a busy parent juggling school schedules, a fitness enthusiast getting your morning run in, whatever the case may be, Dwell allows you to listen to the Bible as you go about your day. And this isn't a typical audio Bible. The voices are calming and they're genuine. They don't sound like robots. Dwell offers features that you can customize, like your background music, your narration speed, and voices that read you the Bible. You can tailor your Bible listening experience however you like. And speaking of new rhythms and routines, I just started listening to Dwell's daily devotional. It's new every morning. It provides a fresh take on scripture every day. It guides me through a passage of God's word, a calming reflection, and a formational prayer, all in just 5 or 6 minutes. Y'all, there is no better way for me to start my day than this. Life can be such a whirlwind, especially with school starting and routines kicking back in. This is a season where we may not always have the time to sit down and open our Bible to read. So instead of missing out, stay connected to God's Word by listening to Dwell. If you're ready to infuse your day with Scripture, head over to dwellbible.com/bigboo to grab your 25% discount today. Again, that's dwellbible.com/bigboo for 25% off today. The link is in the show notes. Okay. Well, I'm so glad. I also made it home. I made the journey up I-35 and then back home down I-35. I will continue to say that I-35 is the worst of all the American travel ways.
I'm so sorry.
It's fine. And yesterday was really not bad, but I'm going to tell you, and I posted this on Instagram, but I'm just going to say, so when I left you in Dallas, I drove back and I needed to stop and get gas. And so I was like, I knew that there was a Buc-ee's in Hillsboro. So I was like, well, I'm going to make it to the Buc-ee's in Hillsboro, and get gas and all of that. And so I ran in and I was like, I need some water because I didn't have any water. So I was like, mm-hmm. I got a bottle of water. And then I was like, I'm going to get some candy. Well, our sweet host at the church had given us a lot of Buc-ee's candy, but I put all of, I know, but I'd put all of that in my suitcase. So I couldn't get to it. So it's like, I'm going to get, so I saw those cinnamon bears. I saw that, like, they're called the cinnamon juju bears. And what I thought they were going to be was hot tamale adjacent. And Buc-ee's is kind of clever because they don't actually sell, you can't buy hot tamales at Buc-ee's. They don't sell them. Like, they're,
oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. There's certain candies that I think maybe because it competes, I don't know, but they don't have all the candies. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to get these cinnamon bears. I'm going to tell you that I got back on I-35 and I popped one of those cinnamon bears. I've never chewed. I felt like my jaw was going to come unhinged. Like it was just, I chewed and it was the densest candy. It was cinnamon flavored, but not really. You know how a hot tamale will like burn your mouth almost? Like that's the level of cinnamon I need. This was not that. This was just, it was like I had bought a cinnamon candle to snack on. And I've never thought more about it. I was like, can I roll down my window and spit this out on I-35? Like, because I just kept chewing and chewing. It was.
Oh, so what was the purpose? Was it like those waxy candies, like the Coke bottles?
It's not supposed to be. But the problem is the size is a real problem because like a gummy bear is just the right size. But, you know, if you do I've always thought if you do like a gummy butterfly, you're like, that's too much gummy in one. It's too much surface area for one piece. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need a gummy that you pop in your mouth. And these juju bears, like you were going to have to take multiple bites. Mm-mm. And they were too dense. They're too big. They're bigger than a gummy bear. But then I came home and Perry tried one.
Appealing. Appealing.
It was like a cinnamon circus peanut. I was like, I can't. So anyway, but then Perry said he thinks that they're pretty good. So he's welcome to finish them. And then I had to stop a little bit further down the road because I was like, now I'm craving. I really want hot tamales. So I stopped at another place and I got hot tamales. And so that took care of it. So, and I ate them until my tongue was numb and bright red, which is the way God intended.
Well, I'm so sorry for your candy hardship.
Well, it's okay. It was fine. Now I'm going to tell you that what made up for it. So as I was driving home, I thought I'm going to check in with our friend Colt and see what he had to say on the Cube show about week one of college football, kind of his thoughts. And I'm going to tell you that it was a delight to me. Number one, what I'm going to say, Cole was a little salty, which I appreciate because I don't know if you've had a chance to listen, but first of all, he called the central time zone God's time zone, which I appreciated that. And then he also said that at the end of the podcast, he was going to give us his playoff picks. Not that it mattered because last year he got 3 out of 4 right and nobody mentioned it really, nor congratulated or acknowledged that he did that. And I was real tickled. Uh-huh. So anyway, I listened to that, but I'm going to say that if I didn't already love him enough, he endeared himself to me because number one, he feels pretty good about the Aggies against the Irish on Saturday, which I appreciate.
Okay.
So he brought up all of my concerns. I feel like we're on the same boat, but the bottom line is Notre Dame is starting, I think, 3 true freshmen on their O-line. And that feels like our defense should be able to handle that situation. He did say our offense is a question mark, which I do think our offense is a question mark. We'll see how that looks. But he did feel like he thinks that we can take that game. But what I did love, and I'm not going to, you need to listen to it if you want to hear all his picks. I'm not going to spoil it. But what I did notice is at the end, he did not pick the Longhorns to be in the college football playoff.
Well, I know you hated to hear it. You hated to hear it.
It just made me sick. You know, it really grieved my heart. But he said he's just not feeling the vibes right now. And so didn't make me sad to hear that. He did seem to think that in spite of possibly losing to us on Saturday that Notre Dame finds a way in. And I'm just going to say, of course they will. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, they're going to breeze through that cupcake of a schedule that they're going to have and end up in the college playoff. But whatever, that's not my problem. He also did not pick A&M, but that feels fair right now because we're a big question mark. But anyway, that kind of brightened my day after the Cinnamon Juju Bear thing to hear him not include the Longhorns in the prospective college playoff.
I really appreciate that you're even in a place where you would anticipate that he would include y'all in the playoff picture, because I'm going to tell you that that's not where I am. That's not where I hope the best for my Bulldogs. I really do. Uh-huh. I will celebrate with them when they win. I am curious to see how mm-hmm. this goes. And nobody will be more excited than I will if it goes well, right?
Yeah.
I just, I'm holding on to hope. So.
Yep. Yep. That's kind of where I am. Like, I don't think that I think that we will end up in the playoffs. Like, I really don't. And I don't say that. And I just think that there's so many unknowns, mm-hmm. you know? So it's like, I feel like I have no idea. Like, anything could happen on Saturday and I'd be like, well, that figures or whatever, you know? But I think it's like my friend Laura said when she texted me the other day, she was like, this is the best part of the season because the possibilities are endless. You know what I mean? Well, like, you don't know, yeah. Connor Wigman wins the Heisman. A&M is the sleeper. We have a magical run. You don't know.
Yeah. And, I don't dream there. You know what I mean? Uh-huh, I just, uh-huh. History has been a hateful teacher.
Yeah,
and so, I don't have any dreams. Uh-huh. So what a way to shoot for the tree line. You know, I mean, just
100%.
Really, just dream mediocrity. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Hold on. Let me get her.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay. Hazel. With big wireless providers, what you see is never what you get. Somewhere between the store and your first month's bill, the price you thought you were paying magically seems to skyrocket. With Mint Mobile, you never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. I had a call with another provider just a few weeks ago, and I hung up thinking that I have no idea what I just agreed to or what I signed up for or what my monthly bill is actually going to look like. It is all so confusing, and they don't make it clear. I was so tired by the end of the call that I just said, okay, whatever. But you can say bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your own phone number along with all your existing contacts. And ditch your overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bigboo. That's mintmobile.com/bigboo. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bigboo. There's a $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on the first 3 months plan only. Speed slower, above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Last week, I think we had already recorded by the time I had to take her to the vet. We recorded Patreon after I took her to the vet. But listen, Hazel has had an arthritis flare.
God bless her. Listen.
She's had an arthritis flare in her back left leg, which is causing her to overcompensate with her right front paw. Now, as it turned out, I had a Pilates lesson with my friend Amy where I also realized that I'm compensating for my weaker left side with my right side, and that's what keeps my piriformis muscles so sore. Hazel and I continue to be the most when it comes to codependency.
Uh-huh.
But so she is having to, every morning she has to take a pill, which thankfully this time they gave me capsules instead of just like a tablet because she can smell the tablet. Uh-huh. And then it's just a real adventure trying to convince her to ingest the tablet.
Yes.
No matter what you conceal it in. So usually the only thing I can get her to take a tablet in is chicken and dumplings, which I was just not up for making chicken and dumplings last week.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, but this, the capsule she'll take in some cheese. And so
okay.
She's on her medicine. She seems to be a little bit better. The vet said it could be 5 to 7 days before we see improvement, okay. But then she goes back next week, potentially for some x-rays. I'm just going to say this. When we went last week, I was really concerned because she was having so much trouble getting, like if she was laying down, she had a real hard time getting up. And that's so much better. But there was a moment when the vet said, you know, it could be neurological. And I went to terms of endearment and Shirley McLean at the nurse's station. I know I looked terrified because the doctor even like later said, I know I scared you when I said neurological.
Yeah.
So, you know, Hazel is a challenging dog. But she's mine.
Yeah.
And I want her to be okay. So anyway,
God bless it. Listen, these dogs, what are you going to do? You know,
I know. So hopefully it's just, you know, we're going to get this arthritis worked out and she's,
yes,
I do think she's feeling better. So she seems more like herself, but
okay.
I'm also very prone to see, you know, she lifts her ears. I'm like, oh, look, she's better, you know?
Yes, so, yeah. Well, the arthritis will really get you. You know what I mean? Like, it'll really take you down.
It will. So anyway.
Maybe she needs to go to a stretching class. Maybe if you could stretch Hazel out.
Maybe so. Maybe I need to take Hazel to Pilates.
Yeah, maybe that's the key.
Yeah, because if you don't think that would go well,
I can't imagine that there would be any problem. I'm sure she would think that was great.
So,
oh my gosh.
Anyway, anything else happening on your end of things?
No. I mean, I got back home. I'm trying to think. I don't really have. I went and got my hair colored this morning, so that was nice. You know, get the old grays covered. I did get a haircut, so that feels good because it had been way too long. I felt like I was looking a little like Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman. You know, like
you
it was
did
a little.
Not. It's. I don't even know what Dr. Quinn's hair looks like.
It's just very long. It's very long. Okay. It's just gotten very long. So it's been all summer, you know, so lots of wear and tear. So anyway, I got my hair cut. I'm trying to think. I'm just getting ready to go to College Station for the weekend for the game. Listen, the high temperature, I'm going to tell you that the real winner is all of us because the high temp is 86 degrees. And if if you would have told me, because I was prepared for 106, you know what I mean? Like, so if you would have told me that 86, that is not bad for August 31st in College Station, Texas.
No, that's it. I mean, I'm not saying it's pleasant, but it could be so much worse.
Oh, it could be so much worse. So anyway, so I'm glad because listen, I got a whole day of tailgating planned. So, I mean, I'm going to be out all day. So I'm going to have to figure out the hair situation because I'll tell you what's not going to be good is the humidity. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I may need to bring a baseball cap. And then that's, I'm trying to think what else we have going on. That's kind of it. I did finally watch My Lady Jane. Have you watched My Lady Jane?
I don't even know what that is.
Listen, Jamie Golden talked about it. It's on Amazon Prime. It is, apparently there's only one season. They've already said it's not going to be renewed, which is a shame because, I mean, how does Emily in Paris keep getting renewed and My Lady Jane doesn't? I don't understand.
Now I remember. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. No, I haven't watched it, but yes, now I know what you're talking about. Okay.
No, it's kind of, listen, it was exactly what I needed in a show. You know what I mean? First of all, it is not child friendly. Please know that. But it's kind of, it's Bridgerton slash, it's like a mashup of Bridgerton slash maybe The Great is what it's like. Like it takes place in ye olden times, but it's funny and it's got modern music in it. And I don't know. It's kind of campy and fun. I liked it. It was a good, it's 8 episodes. Listen, I highly recommend if you're looking for just kind of a mindless something to watch.
Okay. Well, I, last night I got home or yesterday afternoon, whenever that was, but I was like, oh, I haven't watched Real Housewives of Orange County in a couple of weeks, but I wasn't really in the mood to watch anything. I couldn't really get into it. I just, I needed like TikTok or something, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't really have anything on deck except that the new season of Only Murders in the Building started yesterday and it's an episode a week. So, and you know, I love Only Murders in the Building. I love season 3. I'm excited about having that. But the other development, I think, you know, like when you travel a lot and you just want like, you just want food from home. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just want like something home cooked. And I woke up early this morning with a hankering. And listen, I don't like noodles that much. Uh-huh. I'm not really one for this kind of thing, but I woke up and what I wanted was chicken tetrazzini, specifically Jamie Torrance's recipe for chicken tetrazzini. Oh. And so I did a shipped order at about 7 o'clock this morning.
Uh-huh.
And I got all the stuff. And so I have cooked my chicken and I'm going to go shred it and I'm going to make us some chicken tetrazzini for tonight. I don't know why it sounded so good. But something about Parmesan cheese and just like the texture of it all sounded like it would be delicious. Okay. So I know that. So that's what I'm going to do. And I got a thing of garlic bread, but
one of the best things you could do in this back to school season is fuel up with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for the fall thanks to the menu of chef crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals. Make today the day you kickstart a new healthy routine. What are you waiting for? Factor has 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week. You'll always have new flavors to explore. You can make your day delicious from breakfast to dessert, stay fueled with easy, nutritious options, and treat yourself to restaurant quality meals that you don't have to cook that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon. Enjoy the effortless support for your lifestyle. You can choose from 6 menu preferences to help you manage calories, maximize protein intake, avoid meat, or simply eat well-balanced meals. Head to factormeals.com/bigboo50 and use code bigboo50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code BIGBOO50 at factormeals.com/BIGBOO50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
What I wanted to tell you was, so, you know, I love Shipt. It's yes. It's one of the greatest things that's ever happened
100%.
To me.
It's one of the best inventions of the last century for sure.
I mean, really, legitimately.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I know it's a service that costs money, but let me tell you something. If you order from Target, which Target is super close to my house, if you order from Target, you don't pay any like upcharges on your food. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's fantastic. So, and yeah. I mean, I use it for Publix too, but, all that to say, I have this one particular shopper who I love. I'm not going to say his name.
Uh-huh.
I don't think he's listening to the podcast, nor do I think he's ever heard of it,
but you never know,
but he's so thorough. He's uh-huh. so thorough. And uh-huh. every time he gets my orders, which he gets my orders more often than not, particularly when I get Target orders, he will go to the produce manager and like, if he doesn't like the way, say that the red peppers look and he'll want to know if there's any in the back. And then I'll get an update that says, hey, Jared, the produce manager said they have a shipment of red peppers, coming in a day, but do these look okay? Or would you rather me get you something else? Today, he was unhappy with the expiration dates. I'd asked for some skim milk. He was unhappy with the expiration dates. He didn't feel like they were far enough out. But the gallon of skim milk had further out expiration dates. So which would I rather have? I'm telling you, it's like being in the store. It's like, it's fantastic. I mean, yeah. It's somebody who is sorting through the stuff as thoughtfully as you would sort through the stuff. Yes. Only you don't have to get dressed. Uh-huh. You don't have to drive there and mm-hmm. you don't have to actually do the shopping. It's tremendous.
I have one like that. I have I have two. One is actually a friend of mine, but he does a phenomenal job and I get real tickled because when he shops for me, which he hasn't in a long time, because I'm not sure he's even doing it anymore, but he would send me things like I would always ask for Julian's pretzel bread. And for whatever reason, HEB got to where they didn't have it. And so he would be like, can I offer you something besides the theater that is Julian's pretzel bread? And listen, I appreciated the humor built in with the shopping experience. And so, but I do have another shopper that does a lot of shopping for me most of the time. And like the questions she asks me, like, are you going to use your avocados tonight? Or do they just need to be ripe in a couple of days? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, when do you need this by? Like, I don't like the same. I don't like the way the shallots look. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, I just appreciate the attention to detail is what
yes,
I'm saying.
Same. This same shopper has asked me the same thing. Like, are you planning to make something with the avocados right right now because they all look a little green. I'm checking with the produce manager to see if they have that are more ripe. Like, it is the most well-informed shopping experience. I'm such a huge fan. And listen, those groceries were on my doorstep by 10. It's, I love it so much. I love that. I didn't even know. And I really, honestly, I think in the end, even though shipped costs money, you know, over the course of a year and you tip, I still don't spend as much money as I do if I actually go to the grocery store. Because when you actually go to the grocery store, like David and I went to the grocery store after church on Sunday morning, and he sees every new product, wants to try. You know, like, he's fascinated. It's like he's at a carnival. Well, look at this. Well, look at this. Yeah. And I don't do that when I shipped. Like, I get what
you
I
make
need.
A list.
I make a list. I get what I need, and I don't get more than what I need.
No, I totally agree. I'm going to say, if I want to spend upwards of hundreds of dollars, you'd put Caroline Shankle and I in a Central Market.
Yes.
And it's going to be a bad situation because I've got a jar of pickled carrots currently in my refrigerator that nobody's going to eat. Nobody's going to eat them because we tried one and we're like, eh, but I'm like, God, but we paid a lot for them. And so I hate to just throw them out. So you know what they're doing? Just taking up space. But it's like, I get suckered in because I'm like, well, let's try that. Let's try these olives. Let's try this dip. Let's try these new crackers. It's,
I know.
So I do think that it's good for that standpoint because shipped, I feel like I make my list. I know what I need and it's taken care of, you know? Yeah. So I just appreciate, I want to go back. I want to circle back to something though, is I feel like chicken tetrazzini, that's such a specific, odd craving, I feel like.
I know. I was like, where did this come from? I don't really love noodles. Oh,
no.
Hazel, come on. Hold on. Hazel.
Over 2 years ago, we got Caroline a Helix mattress for her college house, and she has told us so many times that it's even better than the mattress she sleeps on at home, which I promise we paid more for. It's just the right amount of support and the comfort to make sure she gets a great night's sleep for however few hours she actually spends sleeping, because that's what college looks like. Here's what I love about Helix. They offer 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids. They have models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side, plus enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night. And if your spine just needs a little extra support, they've got you. Every Helix mattress has a hybrid design, combining individually wrapped steel coils in the base with premium foam layers on top. It is the perfect combination of comfort and support. Helix knows that there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by actually sleeping on it in your own home. And that's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/bigboo. That's helixsleep.com/bigboo. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
I don't really like noodles, but I don't know if it's because it sounded like comfort food. I don't know.
Maybe
if
so.
The texture of it, because I could have done chicken and dumplings just as easily probably, but I made those a couple of weeks ago and didn't want to make them again. But yeah, I think it's, there is something about it that, I don't know, it sounded delicious to me.
Okay.
And again, not the norm, but David will be delighted because he loves a noodle.
Okay. So. Well, that sounds good. It sounds good to me. I mean, other than the chicken part, we're having some friends over, you know, the chicken.
But you could buy the chicken. Like, you could get a rotisserie chicken already shredded.
Yeah. And that's what I have been doing. That has been what I've done with any chicken adjacent dishes that I've cooked. I just haven't made a lot of chicken stuff. Tonight, we're having some friends over for dinner. And Perry, I think, is going to grill quail and sausage. And then I'm going to make twice baked potatoes. And then maybe banana pudding, because the church had that banana pudding. And so I've been thinking about banana pudding. So I think I might do banana pudding for dessert.
It's so good. It's one of my favorites. I don't make it ever.
No, me neither. I forget about it. Like, I don't think about it. And every time I make it, I'm like, oh my gosh, I love it so much. But it's one of the few non-chocolate desserts that I really enjoy.
Yes, I would agree. Same for me. Because, you know, there's not much that'll top chocolate in my book. It's my fave. It's my fave.
I know. Now, do you put a meringue on your banana pudding?
I do not.
I
think meringue, I believe, is it's superfluous.
Totally agree.
Let's put that on a t-shirt. Meringue is superfluous. But it is. It doesn't add anything in terms of flavor. No. The custard of the banana pudding is the star of the show. Yeah. Why do you want to mix that texture with meringue? Some fluffy egg white situation?
No,
I'm not interested in that.
No, I don't. I've never understood meringue on anything, really. I don't. I mean, I guess maybe it looks pretty on a pie or something.
Yeah, it does.
But it's like eating a foam peanut. You know what I mean? Like it's with some sugar sprinkled on top.
So meringue's like a foam peanut and Triscuits are like eating a basket. Those are
yes. And cinnamon juju bears are like eating a candle.
Candle. So we have a trio of food metaphors or similes, as it were.
Yes. And chicken can be too chickeny and shrimp can be too shrimpy and fish can be too fishy.
Yeah, it really can. I saw the funniest TikTok last night and it was, have you seen the ones where it's a picture of Jesus and then somebody positions themselves where it looks like Jesus is holding them?
No.
And they talk to Jesus? No. Well, they take in like a, you know, like the picture of Jesus that would have been hanging in the Sunday school wing at your church growing up.
Yes.
And they tuck themselves in between his arms and they look up at him. And it was a woman talking to him saying, Jesus, when you fed the 5,000, was that catfish? Did you have... well, did you have the first annual catfish fry? Because that bread, did you let it cook a little bit in that catfish grease so it got crispy? Because that is good eating, Jesus. Is that what you did?
Is that what you did?
Oh, it tickled me. It tickled me.
Is that a tilapia situation?
Oh, she said, I know it was not tilapia, Jesus, because I'm not even sure that's a thing. I don't really know what that is.
No.
But,
I've never heard anybody say we went fishing and we caught a bunch of tilapia. You know what I mean?
It's got to be on the other side of the world for that. You know,
I agree.
You're not going to get a lot of tilapia in these here waters.
No. Mm-hmm. Not one time has anybody referenced we caught a boat full of tilapia. I don't think it's real.
Every once in a while it hits the spot. I will say every once in a while, if I'm at the grocery store and I'm really needing some inspiration in a moment, I'll go, you know what? Give me 4 tilapia fillets. And I mean, you know, maybe it's kind of like Captain D's, maybe once a year, you know,
desperate. Listen, as somebody who likes Long John Silver's, I can't throw stones in this glass house. You know what I'm saying?
Listen,
who knows what kind of fish that is. I mean, allegedly cod, I guess, but who knows? I mean,
what else?
I don't know what it is. Long John Silver's doesn't know what it is. It just shows up. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's just good. So it doesn't matter.
All right. So is it time for 5 favorites?
It's time for 5 favorites. I have a random assortment today.
My favorite kind.
Well, listen. Okay, the first thing is, so I needed a new texture spray, and I've been on a texture spray journey, and there's several that I really like. I use the Living Proof, but sometimes the Living Proof, and then I tried the Orbe. I really like it too, but sometimes they can feel a little too sticky for me.
Let me tell you something.
You know,
when I tried to brush through my hair, when I got back to the hotel after the Dallas event, I was like, oh, somebody got after it with the products. Because I had second day hair that I was trying to rescue with products.
Yeah.
It didn't work. It was a fail across the board. But it was a little tacky. My hair was a little tacky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I like the texture, but I don't want it to be super stiff. So anyway, I saw this. I went on Amazon because I was going to order. And then I saw that Kenra, which is, I love the Kenra's hairspray. I use their thermal styling spray, but they have a texture spray that I had never tried. And I'm going to say that I got it in. I love it. I'm a huge fan. Number one, it smells delicious.
Mm.
And it just gives a little bit of texture and it gives you a little bit of oomph, but not, it doesn't make your hair feel sticky or like too, I hate when it makes my hair feel really dirty. And this does not make my hair feel really dirty. It's just a good amount of texture to give it a little bit of grip, if that makes sense.
Now, do you, you put this in, I'm guessing, after you have styled it, and then you do it to kind of...
Yep. Zhush it up
out
a little bit.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I kind of just, like I'll do some at my roots, and then I'll do some like down at the bottom, like just to kind of make it a little piecier and have a little bit of texture to it. So it doesn't just, you know. So anyway, this is a good one. It's really good.
It's a good price too.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I was like, this is a reasonable price. And so I like it. Okay, the next thing is, this is super random, but I was putting together a couple little gifts. I had some little gifts that I had to give people. And so I've gotten in this thing where I'm trying to keep where I don't have to think about it. And so I ordered just some white gift bags, like some pretty glossy white gift bags. And I was looking for some cute tissue paper. And I found this on Amazon, this Italian print tissue paper for gift baskets or whatever, but they've got so many different prints and it's super vibrant. The colors are really pretty. They have everything that you could possibly want. And I just really like it. It's like, so now when I do a little gift and I have my little white gift bag and I have some real cute bright, tissue paper, I think I linked the floral collage is what I have.
I love this.
I know. Isn't it cute? So it's just a great little pop of color and it just looks really cute in a little gift bag. And it just means that, you know, when I have a little gift or I need to take a gift to somebody real quick, or I've just got stuff on hand. And so this is the kind of stuff I have time for apparently now that I'm almost in my mid 50s to mm-hmm. think about these things. Mm-hmm. But just lots of cute little patterns and it's just made really well. And I love the little bright pop of color. So super random, but there you go.
No, I love that. This is the life I aspire to have, where I have tissue paper on hand. I have gift bags on hand. It always reminds me of when Tori Spelling's parents built that big old house.
Yes.
That back in the 90s, and they had a gift wrapping closet. And I thought that was the fanciest thing I had ever heard of in my life.
100%. And I don't have it. What I have is a gift wrapping bin that is shoved under one of the beds in the playroom, but it does have bags and tissue paper ready to go. So I like that.
That's the trick. That's the trick.
It does. And I like that feeling of not, because I got so tired of, I'm so tired of having to run and grab a gift bag at the last minute. So what if I just had them on hand? You know what I'm saying?
Well done.
The next thing is, I ordered this on a whim. I got a thing. It was on sale when I bought it, but it was Urban Outfitters, and they had this American flag crew neck sweater.
That's so cute.
It's so cute, and it's super soft, and it's kind of like it's already pre-distressed, so just know that. Like it's got some like kind of little holes and snags in it. It's supposed to look like that. So it looks very vintagey and worn in. But I got it in and it's just super cute. Like I think I'll love throwing it on with jeans or like with a pair of leggings or whatever. I don't know. Listen, I love a cream colored sweater. It's just part of who I am. And this one with the flag, because it's kind of faded. I don't know. I just really liked it.
I love it too. It's so cute.
So Caroline and I, when she was home, we watched St. Elmo's Fire because she'd never seen it.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to tell you, it doesn't hold up. It doesn't hold up. Like we watched it and Caroline was like, all of these people are terrible. And I was like, they really are. Like mm-hmm. they really are all terrible. And she was like, and I appreciate that we're going to make Rob Lowe, that he's going to play the saxophone. That's what makes him edgy. You know, like he...
We didn't ever think it back in the day. You know, we didn't ever think it.
Billy, the bad boy. It's like he's going to put on his cutoff yellow t-shirt, his cutoff sleeves and play the saxophone and it's mm-hmm. all sweaty. She's like, that's the bad boy, you know. But in it, there's a scene. I don't know if you remember, but Andy McDowell, who plays a doctor that I can't remember, that Kirby's in love with. But she's at a ski resort with her boyfriend and she comes out and she's wearing like a oversized cream color sweater and like skinny jeans and then like some ski boots and like some fur boots. And I told Caroline, I was like, oh my gosh. I said, when this movie came out, like, I loved that outfit. I wanted that outfit. She said, Melanie, I've seen you in that outfit a gazillion times. That's right. You own 7 different versions of that outfit. And I was like, that's it. But I've loved it. That's the part of St. Elmo's Fire that held true to me.
Well,
is what I'm going to say.
As long as there's a remnant, you know, as long as there's a remnant.
That's it. Because I'm going to tell you what didn't hold up is that Demi Moore was going to try to freeze herself to death in her apartment. It's like that hit different for me back.
Gosh.
So anyway, side note. Okay. The next thing is I wore these. You're the one that told me about these because you had them at the live show. And a lot of people asked about them. They're the Dolce Vita Bobby platform sandals. Now, y'all, they're pretty much sold out in all the colors in different places. You can't really find them, but they are on sale. But Nordstrom Rack has them in this dark chocolate brown suede.
They're good.
They're good. And they're just, I cannot tell you, like, I wore them all that night. I walked around and like, there are very few heels that I can walk around in and not think about it at all. And this is a pair. I don't know what it is, but they're magical. They're so comfortable. I think this chocolate brown would be so cute for fall with jeans or skirts or dresses or whatever. So anyway, and they're way on sale. So
yeah, win-win. Listen, I don't know what it is about these either, but I especially a heel this tall, and yes, and it's just breezy. They are mm-hmm. so unexpectedly comfortable. And
they really are.
I think it's the combination. I think the platform balances out the height of the heel a little bit, but I love mine. So, yeah. And you're right. The chocolate brown would be so cute. You know what I'm thinking about? I ordered those jeans that Courtney's friend Heidi had on at the event in Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, okay. And she had on wedges. And anyway, those would be cute. Yeah. I've got plenty of wedges, but they're cute.
I know. Listen, I don't need any more. And then this last thing is, y'all, we've talked about, I don't really love a ballet flat. It's not for me. If I did, though, I really, really am drawn to these. I think it goes back to the silver penny loafers that I had back when I was a sophomore in high school that I wore to the Bruin Bash, which was our first dance of school.
Yes.
With a guest mini skirt. But these are silver, but they're kind of a little, like, they just look really pretty. Like, I just, something about that silver, I don't know. I'm really drawn to them. So I don't know that I'm going to get them, but okay. I just think if you are a ballet flat person, I think these are really pretty. And I think this would be such a great neutral shoe that would go with so many things.
I'll tell you what I do like about these. Anyway. I'm still iffy on the strap, the Mary Jane style strap, mm-hmm. but I like the squared off toe.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I think it gives them a little bit of an edge. I just think they're really pretty. And I think they look really, I don't know. They just look really expensive. I think they'd be really pretty with like a slip skirt and a t-shirt situation or a sweater. I don't know. I'm really drawn to them. So I don't know. I'm not ready to commit.
You could wear a shirt. You could wear you could wear corduroys. You could wear cotton. You could wear all manner of fabrics.
Yes. So anyway, those are my five favorites for today. Are you there? Hello. Hello.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. All right. So we pretty much just need to say goodbye because y'all,
this has been fantastic.
This has been great. It's all worked out really well.
We really did. Melanie got to go outside. I got to sit back here with Hazel. Listen, we've lost our internet connections a couple times and, mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's always an adventure. So what a gift. What a gift to continue to be able to adventure together.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Feels right. So anyway, thanks for listening, y'all. Thanks for bearing with us. And we'll see you back here next week.
Yes, we will have lots of college football to talk about for sure.
Yeah, we will. I cannot wait.
Okay, we'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.